The pleasures of life are short-lived, and more often than not, they are followed by sorrow. Life means responsibility, a journey wherein change is constant and difficulties are relentless in their onslaught. Hey guys, today's episode, that's episode 3, we're gonna talk about the title, which is Accept Life as It Is. So, you know, life is like a coin. It has a bad side of it and it has a good side of it. So whatever side befalls on you, take your time, thank Allah, and you know, be patient. And Allah promised that He will test us. And if Allah loves you, He give you a test purposely for you to turn to Allah, come to Allah, come closer to Allah. It's like a communication with Allah. So instead of you turning out, you say, why me? Why was me? Everything is just me. Like I'm tested. Oh, no, that's not what you do. Allah give you a test, not because He do not love you. Another thing you need to remember is that you will not find a father, a wife, or a friend who is free from problems. That's the nature of life. You have to be tested. If you are the richest person in the world, you have everything. Like you have love, you have care, you have everything. You are actually not complete, and you have to be tested. And nothing can stop you from being tested. And if your life is not tested, if you don't have any testing, your life is what, a question mark, a capital V question mark. And Allah has willed for this world to be filled with two opposites, good and evil, righteousness and corruption, happiness and misery. You see the fears, and those goodness and uprightness and happiness are for the paradise. So if you do, you know, goodness and, you know, uprightness, you are actually a companion of the paradise. And evil, corruption and misery are for the fire. So if you do any evil, corruption or whatever, you are a companion of the hellfire. You see, and Prophet, blessing and peace be upon him, said that this world is caused along with all that is in it, except for this, the remembrance of Allah. What follows it is that good deeds and whatever Allah loves. So can you see, flawlessness and perfection are the qualities that are foreign to this life. You see the word, use it. You know, foreign, they are foreign to this life. So never expect your life to be always, you know, just good, just fine, and then you will not be tested. You can be tested with people, you can be tested with your spouse, you can be tested with your children, you can be tested with like everything. Allah has many ways to test you, and you know, to see if you are ready to earn reward and to be a companion of the paradise.